We're learning the laws of Shabbos, Simen, Reish Sadivah, discussing the laws of Havdalah. Yesterday we were discussing a situation, a person did not have wine, what one could use instead of wine or grape juice, a Chamer Medina. The question was asked yesterday, what if a person doesn't have that either? So what is a person supposed to do? So this is the continuation, the next sif. Im ein lo yayin v'lo sheicher shar mashkin. A person doesn't have any of these drinks in which one can make havdalah on. So yesh omrim shemoter lo le'echol. There are those opinions, the lenient opinion is that one is allowed to eat. So what am I supposed to do? I'm not supposed to eat now. It's Saturday night. The yesh omrim, them say, that's right. Shemet sape. If perhaps, if you know that tomorrow you're going to come across something which you can make Havdalah on, then in that situation, then you should actually wait until the next day. You should not eat anything Saturday night. You should wait until the next day. And the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the first opinion that's lenient, he says, so we touched upon this a little bit yesterday, that even the lenient opinion that says that a person is allowed to eat in the event that they do not have anything to make Havdalah on, still in the Shemoneh Esrei you have to be meticulous to say in Chonin HaDoas the special paragraph of Havdalah. However, there are those who are strict and say that no, you should wait till the next day. Now what does that mean, the next day? So this doesn't mean you have to wait the whole next day. So Mishnah Berurah says, Hanu B'Boker, wait until the next morning, till Sunday morning. Hopefully you'll come across some wine by then. You don't have to wait so long all the way until the next day. Beyond midday Sunday, if you don't come across anything to make Havdalah on, even the strict opinions say it's not an issue. So what do we hold like? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. It says, Yesh lahachmir kesvar achrona. There are those people that are strict, that hold like the opinion of the second opinion, namely that you should not eat. However, that depends on your own physical strengths. The mobile adam chola shekashlo b'taynis. If you're a person that really you can't go without eating, and you typically have difficulty fasting, so for us to not tell you to eat anything Saturday night and Sunday morning, that we're not going to require. Yochlus moch a day rishayin. You can rely on the first opinion, and therefore, as long as you did insert Havdalah in your Shemoneh Esrei, then that would be good. And of course, later on, when you come across wine to make Havdalah, then you should do so the next day. Just see a couple more halachos pertaining to Havdalah. Siv Dalet tells us that Misha any yod masegus liknos yayin lo kiddush al Havdalah. He says that if a person only has enough wine for either Kiddush on Friday night or for Havdalah, so a person should save that wine for the Havdalah. As we said, the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah is that Kiddush Efshir B'Pas, you can make Kiddush on bread, because there's a concept of Kiddush B'Makom Suda that a person could immediately after Kiddush is required to eat a meal, and therefore you can make Kiddush with bread. However, on Havdalah you can't do so, and therefore in that situation you only have enough wine for one, so you save the wine for the Havdalah. Sifhei, im ein yado masegas lichno shemen l'ner chanaka v'yayin l'havdalah. So what happens, again, the person has a limited amount of resources, he only has enough money either to purchase a cup of wine for Havdalah or enough oil for lighting his Chanukiah. So without seeing the next three words, you would maybe think, logically, you think Havdalah is more important. After all, Havdalah is Diraisa. Yeah, the Rambam, as we said, it's Havdalah is Diraisa. We know that lighting the Chanukiah is merely the Rabbanan. And we don't hold like that, exactly. Ner Chanukah Koyden. So the Mechaber says that even though that may be the case, more important for you to light the Chanukiah. And there's actually two reasons that are cited in the Mishnah Berurah. One is, as was just mentioned, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beis Yosef, he says, Mishum depersu nisa adif, because when it comes to lighting the Chanukiah, which we're publicizing a miracle, that's more important than the Havdalah. Va'od, and furthermore, he brings, quoting the Torah, de'ikr mitzvahs Havdalah nuchul kayim betfilah. Since we have to remember that there was actually a period in time that people didn't have wine at all. And therefore, the way that they fulfilled the mitzvah of Havdalah was the Shmon Esrei, Marv Saturday night. And therefore, in the event that a person can only afford one or the other, in this situation, clearly we paskin that when it comes to this situation, we light the Chanukiah and we will forgo the drinking of the wine for Havdalah.